So, Jesus said, the thief, number one purpose in coming is to steal, kill, and to destroy. He wants to steal the word from you. He wants you to think wrong. He wants you to think fear. He wants you to think you can't make it. He wants you to think that the problem is bigger than you. He wants you to think that you are by yourself in this. He wants you to think nobody really cares for you. He wants you to think that way. So he brings all those kind of hindrance, opposition, roadblocks in your life. And when you are weighted down with these thoughts and cares and concerns, it causes you to act funny. You used to laugh and speak, how you doing? Next thing you know, you slide around like a snail. Acting like everybody done you wrong. Is that right? And this is why he don't want you to grasp that there's nothing you can't do through Christ. He wants you to think there's something you just can't handle. Hallelujah. But the thief, he comes to steal the word. Kill what you do have and destroy it so it won't be available to you and fill you with dreads, fear, doubt, unbelief. So John said, a thief cometh not. Listen to what he said. The thief, this is John 10 and 10. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. That's his whole reason for coming. But look at what Jesus said. Satan come. But Jesus says, I am come. Jesus said, I'm come too. I'm come that they might have what? Life. And that they may have it how? And the Amplifier said to the what? Full. To the overflowing. What is full? You can't get no more in it. The next thing will be what? Overflow. And you could say it like this. He is come that you may have life and you may have it too much. Too much. Hallelujah. So, what are all these things we are contending with? And right now, we have many people who are dealing with this pandemic, this virus. And it had upset the whole world. Huh? Anybody in the house? He wants to draw your attention. attention away from the word, as though the word has changed. And it had lost its ability to keep you, its ability to fulfill you, its ability to sustain you, to put you over any situation, circumstance, problem of life that ever show up in life. He wants to divert that and say, I'm bigger. Anybody in the house? You don't have no choice but to bow your knee to me. This is what he's trying to say to us. So what come behind that fear? What is it driven by? Fear. Making you think. That's what he's trying to do. But Jesus said, I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Has God changed? Is his promises in Christ, are they diminished? Has it come to the place that God had made false accusations and false promises to us? Promises too big he can't fulfill? Or are we giving too much attention to something that's already been defeated? Already been judged. Just existing here in the earth because of what Adam did 2000, or what Adam did many, many years ago. Almost 6,000 years or somewhere in there. The fact that Jesus came 2,000 years ago, have it diminished, lost his effect for our lives, and he was crucified for nothing? Did he die on the cross, suffer all this horror, all this shame, all this disgrace? Did he go through that? Now it has diminished and it's no good. And we can't help ourselves. We just fall apart and depend on man and what he can do and try to come up with answers in his natural mental thinking? Or do we still have a God that is still God? Has he gone to sleep, taken a rest, and forgot about us here on earth, and we're without help?